Welcome to Fear on Four. Making Sacrifices by Nick Warburton, with Caroline Strong as Alison, Sarah Rice as Kerry, and Alison Pettit as Karina. Making Sacrifices.
I'm told.
It is rather good, yes. Who told you?
So, plain, as in unsightly. That's A-I rather than A-N-E?
Yes, I think so.
And Dowdy?
D-O-W-D-Y.
W. Good, good.
Can I look out of the window?
I don't know, can you?
I mean, may I? Deirdre said you get the best view in college from here.
Deirdre, for once, is right. You may look out of the window.
Thanks.
Grotesque with a K?
Q-U-E. I say, the roll in English Hill, how splendid, Alison. Like a postcard.
No, Kerry. Not like a postcard. Postcards are common. Don't regard my view as common, do you?
No.
Or the room?
Of course not.
No. The turret room is rather unique, but can't possibly be common, can it?
No, I think.
There. Finished for now.
I say, is that your novel?
Deirdre said you were writing a novel.
Did she? I must have a word with Deirdre.
Is that what you were just doing?
God, no. I wouldn't write the novel with you gawping at me from the rug. Nor would I read you words from it.
Oh? Why not?
Because it's a modern novel, Kerry. Which means it has to be quite disgusting in parts.
I say.
So you wouldn't understand it.
Oh.
No, I was typing up some notes, that's all. A thumbnail sketch of one of the upper fifths. For future reference.
Oh.
You are Kerry with a Y, not an I-E, aren't you?
Oh, with a Y, yes.
Oh, don't look so downcast, Poppet. I was nothing special when I was your age. But as you see, I blossomed. It'll be the same for you. Possibly. Metamorphosis. The slug becomes the butterfly.
I don't think that's quite right.
Metaphorically, it is. Besides, I despise biology.
Even so, slugs don't become butterflies, Alison.
Really? Well, how's that for you? I expect you're wondering why I sent for you.
Yes.
You haven't guessed, then?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking of leaving St. Lizzie's at the end of term.
But, Alison, what about Cambridge? And the exams and the...
I'm not sure about Cambridge. It would be a bit like prolonging St. Lizzie's. And they don't really examine the things I'm good at.
Well, what will you do?
I shall take our lovely St. Lizzie's manners and our cool charm into the big world. To Switzerland, in fact.
Really? You mean a chalet job?
It's there for the taking, yes. Which means the turret room will be empty next term.
Oh, I say.
Until some fortunate creature from the upper fifth is nominated by me and is able to put her first book on that shelf there and gaze fondly out of the window before making the room her own special domain.
We'll all miss you terribly, Alison.
quite. She who holds the turret, Kerry, also commands quite large stretches of the whole of St. Lizzie's. Possibly, who knows, a chalet may await that lucky girl in a year's time, too.
So, oh, Alison, you can't mean...
What?
Nothing.
What I mean is that I have important decisions to make. Whether to take on Switzerland, and if I do, who will follow me into the turret room? They're decisions I take very seriously.
Well, of course.
Which is why I've made a start on clearing the room.
Have you?
Yes. I think it might help me turn my back on St. Lizzie's.
And say yes to Switzerland, of course.
Several of my pretty things have already gone.
Sent on?
No, I've had them destroyed. It didn't seem right for them to go to someone else.
Oh, no. I quite understand that.
And the rest will go in that chest.
Not your old sea chest.
One can't take a sea chest to Switzerland, Kerry.
But, Alison, it's such a romantic thing, that chest. It always makes me think of David Copperfield or Jane Eyre.
Maybe it does. But to me it represents the past, and I want no more to do with it. Take a look inside.
May I?
Well, go on.
You're not getting rid of all this, are you?
Why not? It's all from St. Lizzie's days. History. You see that big fluffy polar bear?
Yes.
Charles gave me that.
Charles?
Last term. When we did the ladies' knots for burning.
That Charles?
I was Jeannette and he was Thomas. We made an enchanting couple, you may remember.
Oh, yes. It was absolutely swoony.
And half of St. Lizzie's were positively drooling over Charles. But Charles only had eyes for me. He was utterly captivated, speechless with devotion. He gave me that polar bear to remind me of him.
And you're just getting rid of it?
Certainly I am. When I was a child, Kerry, I thought as a child. When I became a ravishing young woman, well... Charles was just a boy. He's receding swiftly into the past, as boys should.
But all these fluffy bunnies and things, you're throwing them out.
He is helping me get rid of them this evening. He's such a dear, that man.
Keaton.
And I know for a fact that what they say about him isn't true.
What do they say about him?
It's not true, so I shan't tell you. Anyway, I shall probably watch Keaton dispose of my past in the evening chill, feeling rather maudlin. I shall ponder. A giant polar bear and a moony boy not wanted on voyage. My mind will be made up and I shall have to turn my thoughts to Switzerland and the girl who's to take over the turret.
Yes, I see.
Which is where you come in, Kerry.
Me?
Yes. You in the evening chill. When I get back, I shall want to see my grate cleaned out and a decent little fire going. You'll do that for me, won't you?
What? But
I know I can actually demand that you do it. But I don't like to be that imperious. I like to ask. So you will do that for me, Kerry, won't you?
Of course. Of course.
And I'll see you when I get back.
You bitch. You cow-faced bitch. I shall want to see a decent little fire going, you cut-glass, tight-arsed. No, really. I'd love to grovel on my knees and clean your prissy little grate. And then when you come back and toast your snobby little scones over the fire, I'll grab your hockey stick and creep up behind you and wham, wham, wham! I was just moving your stick.
Oh, hello, Kerry.
Karina. What are you doing in here?
This is the turret room, isn't it?
No, it's the basement. What do you think?
Only I've never been up here before.
What are you doing up here, Karina?
I've come to clean out the grate.
You can't have.
And set the fire. Alison told me to. She saw me in the bathroom.
No, you're not. I am, anyway. Alison doesn't talk to duffers like you.
But she did. She asked me.
Look, the cow just stood there and asked me, right?
Perhaps she meant both of us.
No, she didn't, thick britches. I'm in line for the turret room next term, so obviously she meant me.
But she's got another year, hasn't she, Em?
That's what you think. I know better. So the best thing you can do is bog off.
actually. I don't think I should.
Karina.
If Alison asked
she
me...
She didn't.
I ought to stay. Otherwise, she'll be annoyed.
Annoyed? Oh, that bothers you, does it?
Well...
You spineless creature.
Well, you're staying.
That's because this will soon be my room. So if you're quite ready, I think it's time you trotted off.
No.
What?
I don't want to.
You will want to in a minute.
Go! Go, that hurt!
It was meant to, and so is it.
No, please, Gary!
I'm doing you great. Understand?
Please.
Now, are you going to leave?
No!
You really are a stupid tart, you know.
No! No! Don't! Please! Please, you'll crush my...
I might, yes.
No, Gary, please. I'll show you.
What?
I'm telling you.
Oh, big deal.
About Alison.
Oh, yeah, what?
Let me up!
Tell me first.
She drinks.
Oh, that's it. So what?
I know where she keeps it.
I don't believe you.
I do. A bottle of brandy. I know where she keeps it.
How?
Because I was in here last week doing the grate and I saw her.
You lying one. You said you'd never been in here before.
I only said that because I didn't want you to think I was sucking up to Alan.
Yes, you were.
No. She ordered me. When I came in, it was there on the table and I saw her flip it back. She didn't know. I saw her in the mirror.
Where did she put it?
Let me go and I'll show you.
You'd better be telling the truth.
Keep it on the bookshelf. Behind Mansfield's bar. Oh, look. The bottle's not marked, but I know brandy when I smell it.
Bring it here, then.
What are you going to do with it?
What do you think?
No, don't, Kerry. She'll notice.
Well, she's not going to tell anyone. If she does, is she? Anyway... She's down in the kitchen garden with Keaton.
Oh? Doing what?
Rolling about in a pile of leaves.
No.
You are against thou, Karina. You believe absolutely everything you're told, don't you? Come over here and take a look for yourself.
Oh, he's building a bonfire.
You'd think he'd be in his element, wouldn't you?
Fire, you mean?
No, Karina. I mean a man of his apparent figure, a groundsman in a girl's school.
Oh, I see.
It has to be asked, how safe can a girl be with a man like Keaton on the prowl? Come to that, how safe is Keaton? With those eyes, and those splendid, greasy overalls.
Oh, I don't know. He looks as if he can handle himself.
Well, that's the worry, Karina. Because we just can't have that sort of thing at St. Lizzie's. Except, of course, they say that he's bent.
Bent?
As a dress designer's paperclip.
And I don't get it.
Nobody does. That's the point, if it's true, of course. If it's not, and I have reason to believe it isn't, he is a very clever boy. Look at her. Bossing him around down there. Stuck up.
What's it for? The fire.
She's clearing her stuff out. Burning her paw.
Why?
Because she's too bloody mean to give anything to anyone else. Her precious things, her pretty, pretty things.
Oh, gosh. It seems so wasteful.
Oh, gosh, yes, isn't it? What a silly girl.
You talk as if you don't really like her.
Do you?
I don't know.
I hate the bitch.
Why?
She treats us like dirt, haven't you noticed?
Not really. Lots of them treat me like dirt, actually.
Oh, poor little kitten.
So why do you want to clean her grate out if you don't like her? It doesn't make sense.
Have you learned nothing at St. Lizzie's? I do her grate and I am doing it, Karina, so don't get any ideas. Because it's the way of the world. I want the turret room when she's gone. And you have to make sacrifices to get what you want.
By doing her great.
I swallow my pride and smarm round her, when what I actually want to do is elbow her into the fish pond. It costs a bit, smarm does, but next term I'll get my reward.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Well, that's the way it is.
If you get the turret room,
I will. Wait and see.
Will you be like her? Treat everyone else like her?
Oh, probably not. I've got a nicer nature than she has. If I get what I want... I'll be as sweet as honey to all and sundry.
But first, you have to pretend to like her.
To get what I want, girl. I'm prepared to adore the cow.
I see. see.
Exactly. You're learning.
Except you won't get everything you want, will you?
Why not?
Well, you want to push her in the fish pond, but you won't do that, will you?
That's what I'm saying, stupid. You have to make sacrifices.
So you won't get the chance to pay her back?
Yes, well, I would if I could, obviously.
Maybe you can.
And leave the turret room. Use your head.
But if you could have both, revenge and this room.
You don't get both. You take your pick.
But if you pushed her in the pond and she didn't know it was you...
She would, though, wouldn't she?
Not if you wore a mask.
Oh, yes, I am going to wander around by the fish pond wearing a mask. No one's going to notice that, are they?
But are you all right, Kerry?
Of course I'm all right. Why?
You've gone a bit waxy.
What do you mean, waxy? There's nothing the matter with me.
Perhaps we'd better get on with the grape, then.
Don't tell me what to do. It's not we, it's me. If I feel like it, which I don't at the moment, actually. At the moment, I feel like putting my feet up. God, I'm tired all of a sudden. It must be the stress of all that sweet smiling.
Kerry, you're ruffling up her bed.
I'm not ruffling it, you toad. I'm reclining.
It doesn't have to be the fish pond, does it?
What doesn't?
Suppose it wasn't the pond, the scene of our revenge, but up here, at night, we jump out on her and we're wearing masks. No one's ever going to know.
Jump out on her and do what?
Well, we could tie her up and...
She's not going to let us tie her up.
She would with the element of surprise on our side, Kerry. We could whack her fingers with a hockey stick while she's still in a state of shock.
What?
Incapacitate her and then do whatever we liked.
Like what?
I don't know. Actually, we could chop a finger off and send it to her people.
Bloody
or mark her. The ink stuff that doesn't wash out. We could write on her face and wrap her up, get her squealing.
Come, it's all this wee suddenly.
You then, stand over her. See how you like it, my proud beauty. Humiliate her.
Well, it's a nice thought, Karina. Except how do we get up here at night? It can't be done because we'd have to get past Miss Turnbull's room. And she's got the eyes of a bloody hawk. And even if we did, Alison's not going to let anyone in the middle of the night, is she?
What? We could be up here already in hiding. She comes in, locks the door, sits at her dressing table humming to herself. And we...
Hide where?
I don't know. Yes! The chest!
The chest!
Her own chest! Perfect! Look, someone could easily get in there, lie in wait, and then...
It might work, I suppose.
It would. I know it would.
What about the mask?
Well, we could improvise. Plastic bags or something with eye holes.
And a nose hole. Because they warn you about that. Keep out of the way of babies. But they'd be all right with nose holes. And then she comes mincing in, little Miss Tight Ass. And up goes the lid. Pow! And out bring the babies. Wah! Wah!
Well, not babies, Kerry.
All right. All right. Let's do it.
Do it? How do you mean?
Give the bitch the fright of her life. Bag over the head. Humiliate her. Down the stairs before you can say Jack Robinson.
Okay.
I don't know why anyone ever wants to say Jack Robinson. I don't know.
No, I didn't really mean for us to do it.
What have you been going on about, then?
Well, it was just a laugh, you know. Sort of fantasy.
Oh, well, that's just typical of you. Talking fantasy. Mousy, mousy Karina.
But there's a difference between dreaming about what you do and actually doing it.
Yes, there is. The people who are going somewhere do it. And that's me. If you don't like it, you can...
I didn't say that.
Then we do it.
Okay. Okay, Kerry. Well, let's talk about it. Maybe next week we could...
Next week? What for next week? This is the ideal chance, girl. Here we are. I mean, we're already in the room.
Yes, we can't...
Open that chest. Chuck those fluffy monsters out.
I'm not sure this is such a good idea, Kerry. We ought to think it through and make a proper plan.
Are you going to lend a hand, or are you going to stand there whittering?
Careful, Kerry, careful!
Shove the toys under the bed. She mustn't see them.
Look, if we really are going to do this, maybe I should get in the chest.
You? Why?
Well, are you... I mean...
I what?
The brandy. Maybe you're not...
I am perfectly all right.
Perfectly. And you are absolutely not getting into that chest. What sort of shock will it be if you pop out next to none at all?
I just think... No. It was my idea, and I'm doing it. And I'll still get this room, Karina. I'll be certain to get the room because I'll be so helpful and understanding after we've done her over. Oh, Alison, you poor, poor thing. However did it happen? Let me help you tidy up. Fetch me one of those bags. We need the mask.
Look, Kerry, I
fetch it, will you? And help me in. Right. Excellent. Ow.
It's a bit squashy.
You have to curl up.
Oh. You're sure about this, are you?
For God's sake.
Well, hold still then, and I'll put the bag on.
Oh, yes. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. Hang on. I can't see.
I can't see a bloody thing, Karina.
Karina? Are you still there?
Oh, yes, Carrie. I'm still here. And I've got a cushion for you to make you more comfortable.
I don't want a cushion. I want to see.
But you can see, Carrie, can't you? How I've got you exactly where I want you.
What the hell mean, Carrie?
Oh, I don't think we need nose holes, Carrie. I don't think nose holes are at all necessary. Now, you just keep nice and still. There's a good girl. Karina, Karina Jameson.
What are you doing in my room? Where's Kerry?
She had to go.
Who told her she could go? Did you?
Not exactly. I came to help.
Who said you could? No one comes in here without my say-so.
Kerry asked me. She asked me to help with the fire.
She had no right to bring some dull little stranger up here and then clear off. Where is she?
She was... Well, she was sent for... Suddenly, they said it was urgent.
I don't believe you. You come up here and invade my room. Tell me the truth.
Or
I shall get Turnbull up here and unleash her. I can, you know. I can make life extremely unpleasant.
Oh, please. I didn't mean any of this.
Then tell me the truth.
Kerry forced me in here. She said I had to clean the grate and do the fire.
I told her to do it.
I know, Alison, but she said she wasn't going to. She twisted my arm. She said to... She wanted the room to look lovely for you, but she wasn't going to lift a finger. She said...
What?
The bitch will pick me for the turret room if you do a good job.
Oh, did she?
I didn't mean to tell you. I didn't mean to be here. Please don't tell me, Alison. The room looks really nice, doesn't it?
Yes, the room looks nice, I suppose. Where's the little cow now?
Well,
you might as well tell me. What's your name?
Karina.
You might as well tell me, Karina. I'm not angry with you.
She ran out with this polar bear thing. She said you wouldn't miss it, and then...
God, she'll pay for this.
I don't think she quite knew what she was doing, though. Don't be too hard on her. She was sort of ill.
Ill?
She found this bottle.
Bottle? What bottle?
Well, this one. I don't know what it is, but she kept, you know, swigging, and she got kind of dizzy.
Listen, Karina, I'm quite prepared to overlook your part in all this, but you must say nothing to anyone about that bottle. Do you understand?
Why? What was it?
Medicine. But it's extremely private. It's good for me, but it's highly dangerous for a child like Kerry.
I won't say a word, Alison. I promise.
Good. You like my room, do you?
Oh, yes.
Then perhaps it will be yours next term. How would you like that?
Oh, Alison, would you?
If you do as I say, I might, yes. Now, where exactly did Kerry go?
I don't know. I think she's run away.
Oh, God, stupid tart.
She said she always meant to run away. Now, I couldn't stop her, Alison.
Stop whimpering. Calm down, will you?
I'm sorry.
Teeth. When this goes down.
But they wouldn't blame you, would they?
Oh, wouldn't they?
They couldn't if they didn't know she was up here.
What?
I won't tell anyone, Alison. I was up here doing your room and I never saw her. We've got no reason to say anything to anyone, have we?
No, I suppose not. We can just wait and let them find out in due course.
Yes.
I was clearing my room out.
Then we'll get on with that, shall we?
Yes. Yes. I know. We'll take the chest down to the garden. You could fetch Keaton for me.
No, better not involve Keaton.
But I've asked him to help me.
Well, that's all right. I'll have a word with him.
You will?
Oh, yes. Keaton will do anything for me. Anything.
Really?
So we'll manage that chest between us, shall we?
To show you what was in it.
But she didn't.
Didn't she? I thought you said
I haven't seen Kerry. Remember?
Oh, I see, of course.
It burns well, doesn't it?
You can only move forward, Karina, if you're prepared to sacrifice the past.
Making sacrifices. Like the Incas. They made sacrifices.
Not quite like them, I hope. They made human sacrifices.
Of course. Not quite like them.
Anyway, it served its purpose. It was only in the way.
And if things are in the way, they have to go, don't they, Alison?
Hmm. Although, what? Oh, seeing it there. Well, it makes me awfully fond of St. Lizzie's. What it's done for me.
Does it?
Can't help wondering. Maybe an extra year might be rather nice. Cambridge and all that.
Oh, no, Alison. What's done is done. If you stayed, you'd regret it.
Would I?
I'm sure you would. You'd begin to feel, well, in the way, don't you think?
In the way?
I'm sure you'd come to feel that, Alison. And I rather think you wouldn't like that much. A fire so cleansing, isn't it? Don't you think?
In Making Sacrifices by Nick Warburton, Caroline Strong played Alison, Sarah Rice, Kerry, and Alison Pettit, Karina. The play was directed by Adrian Bean.